The dialect of Egton, Yorkshire. Mr. Arthur Agar, aged 59, a farmer, a native of Egton, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 16th of April, 1955.
No, but I've heard my grandfather tell, my father's father, he used to be a big mower, you know, with scythe, with Dodley, he used to mow a lot. And he once went to mow down here at a farm. It was Agar lived on that farm. They were cousins with my grandfather and him. And he said, where had they start? Why had they go to Far Bream? He said, to start him on. It was 3 acre. And he went and mowed this in a day, and he had 10 shillings when he was finished for mowing it. 3 acre. Well, it was all made beyond, you know. We just had rakes and forks and things.
Aye. And how long did it take him?
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, the labour was cheap then. There were... You could hire a few men then for a few shillings, you see, where now it costs pounds. You see, we have all tackle now, you know, these green crop loaders and such like to pick grass up, you see. Makes a lot of difference. I always went in for mixed farming, you know, a bit of everything. Few sheep, few pigs, few cattle. Well, I always was a stock farmer, you know, I've never been used to nought else, like now. Oh, we have a few pedigrees now. We keep pedigree beef shorthorns, which were some very good ones. Like, we're doing a lot of showing, and of course, just our period of years, you see, because my father lived before me, or else I couldn't. See, I started off where he finished. Well, if my son starts where I finished, he'll have a lot better chance than ever I had. Well, you see, I've been farming now 30 years on my own account. Well, I've been improving my stock ever since I started farming. Well, it's taken me a lifetime, you see, to get them to where I am, which when no matter where we go, we nearly always win with something, if I go to a shore. But it's just our, you know, our careful breeding and knowing how to mate them and such like, man thing, you see. Well, a bull I have now, I think's the best I've ever had. And he was bred with a camp in Kent, I bought him. But he's out at great famous Bampton Herd. Cecil Moore's bought him off Ranks's just 2 years ago. Ranks, you know, died. The Millers or something, weren't they? Mm-hmm. He bought the all herd of Ranks's, did this Cecil Moore's. And this is a Bampton bred bull we have now, and I think it's the best about we've ever had. He's a big beast now, he's 3 year old, like. And I have a young one coming up off him, a very good one, like, by him.
And how much would a bull like that be?
Well, when I bought him, I gave 95 guineas for him, this when he was 11 months old, this bull. And I went to Oik last back in about a... Took lamb at Oik up in Scotland. I get 45 guineas for him, but he hasn't turned out our well. And I lent him to a neighbour, this took lamb. He had a few good sheep, and I said, well, I didn't really want him this year, I wanted him for next, you see, as a shearling. I said, you can take him if you like and use him. He said, why, I don't, after you've given all that money for him. Oh, I said, take him away, and I never took any notice on it. I said, he'll be all right. But he has some good lambs by him, but they're not outstanding.
Oh.
Well, we don't go in for milk, you know.
Not at all.
Hardly. Well, we sell a little drop, but we didn't go for infant milk for simple reasons. Like, it causes a lot of work, you know. And we do things as easy as we can.
Mm.
No. And, well, I think the only reason is that we didn't go in for milk. Now you can afford to deal without it, really. That's only why I didn't.
Mm.
But it's the best thing there is yet in farming is milk. I think so, because I think if a lot of farmers, if it wasn't for milk, I don't think they could live at all.
No.
Today, as good as times is like that.